Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you three times each week by the Scully Oil Company, Scully Jobbers and Dealers. Always watch for that red, white, and blue sign with the big letter S that stands for Scully Service. But first, listen. Did you ever see an airplane pilot start the engine of his plane? Well, listen. I'll show you how it goes. First, of course, he winds up his inertia starter. Then he turns on the switch, releases the starter, and... there. That's the way an airplane motor starts, fast as a flash. But now listen. Does your family car start like that? Does the motor in your family car snap right into action the minute Dad steps on the button, just like an airplane motor does? Or does your car sound more like this when Dad goes to start it up in the morning? Well, sir, I don't know whether your car sounds like that or not, but if it does, here's something for you to tell your dad. Something to help make your car start like an airplane. Your dad doesn't want your car to be slow starting. He wants it to be the fastest starting car in your block, just like you do. So listen, the chances are 100 to 1 all your car needs is a faster starting gasoline. So, if you want to do Dad a big favor, ask him to try a tank full of Skelly tailor-made Aeromax gasoline. And here's why. Skelly Aeromax gasoline is tailor-made for quick starting in your weather. It's weather right for your car. Say, won't you and Dad both be proud of your family car when it starts like an airplane? You just watch and see if Dad doesn't turn to you with a great big smile when he sees how fast your car starts with that tailor-made Skelly Aeromax gasoline. So remember, if you want your car to start like an airplane, fast as a flash, tell Dad to stop at your Skelly service station for some good old Skelly Aeromax, the gasoline that's tailor-made for quick starting in your kind of weather. And now to Captain Midnight. Last time you remember, during the parade of Fiesta, Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan went outside the courtyard and into the plane formerly flown by Ivan Sharp's chief pilot, Gardo. Chuck tuned the plane's radio to the wavelength used by Captain Midnight Spartan, and he and Patsy distinctly heard a feeble voice calling for help. It is now early the following morning. Captain Midnight and Chuck are in the cockpit of the plane, and the famous pilot is trying to tune out the static on the radio. Listen as Chuck exclaims,
"That's strange, Captain Midnight. We can't hear anything now except that static."
"Oh, I can't understand it, Chuck. Either this set isn't working right, or those signals you heard aren't being transmitted anymore."
"It sure seems funny. The words came through distinctly last night."
"You mean very clear?"
"Well, no, not terribly clear. But still clear enough for Patsy and me to get the meaning."
"Hmm. And then you say the voice faded out, huh?"
"Yes, it did. And I tried everything I could think of to get it back again. But I couldn't do any good."
"Well, now, wait a minute. Did you change the tuning any?"
"Yes, I moved the knob back and forth, but just a little bit. And I also tried the volume control."
"The first time you undoubtedly had the set tuned perfectly. But some weather condition caused it to fade. Then, when you changed the setting, you couldn't get it back again."
"Gosh, Captain Midnight, I guess you must be right. If I'd only waited and hadn't touched the dials, the voice would probably have come in again."
"Yeah, it's about the size of it. You know yourself how delicate a tuning you have to make on shortwave stations."
"Boy, I'll say. I remember back at Black Gulch. Well, you saw the radio set Steve had. Oh, with a peach, too."
"Yes, I remember. I got stations from all over Europe on that."
"Well, what I was going to say was this.
Yeah?
Lots of times I used to get stations, and the tuning was so sensitive that if I moved the tuning dial about 1/100 of an inch, I'd lose the station altogether."
"Yes, that's the situation we're up against right now. Well, I don't think there's any use fooling with this the way it is."
"Gosh, are you going to switch it off?"
"Yes, right now."
"Gee, well, what are we going
to
do?"
"Now, let's think back a little. You were tuned in to the wavelength we always use in the Spartan. Now, there are only a few people in the world who use that wavelength. And I don't think any of them are within 3,000 miles of us."
"Except Major Steele and Connolly."
"Right. And another thing. Major Steele and Connolly are the only ones using that wavelength who are probably in trouble."
"Then it must have been Major Steele or Connolly."
No, not definitely now. There may be others using that same wavelength. But reviewing all the facts, I think the chances are 100 to 1 that it was Major Steele."
"Oh, gosh. They must need help badly. Well, hadn't we better take off and see if we can find them right away?
No, wait a second, Chuck. We don't know where Major Steele headed. All he said was that he was going to try to get to some airport across the border.
Gosh, you're right. We're not sure which direction he went.
And another thing. We've started to check this plane over, but we haven't finished. And you know the kind of country we're going to have to fly over.
I'll say. It's bad. Rugged mountain ranges and desert.
So you see, it'd be foolish to take off over a stretch of bad country without having any idea what course to follow and not being sure of the condition of our plane.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been so hasty. But what can we do?
I'll tell you that right now. Now, you know how radio reception is. Usually when the sun's out and it's nice and warm, there's a lot of static and signals don't come in very well. But at night, when it's clear and cool, they come in fine.
And it was about 11 o'clock last night when Patsy and I heard that voice.
Exactly. So we're going to wait until tonight and try again. In the meantime, we'll have an opportunity to get a couple of jobs done. We'll check this plane thoroughly and be sure it'll stand up under a long cross-country flight. And the next thing, we'll find out the direction those signals are coming from.
Gee, how are you going to do that?
Doesn't Senor Pareda have a workshop around here?
You bet he has. And is well equipped, too.
Oh, where is it?
It's on the eastern side of the garden wall. Don't you remember that little building north of the courtyard?
Oh, yes, now I remember. Okay, now I'll go over there and see if we can make what I have in mind.
Gee, what is it?
I'll see if you can guess. But just as a clue, I'll say what I said before. Now, if possible, I'm going to make something that will tell us the direction from which those signals are coming.
Good morning, me Capitan. Hi, Chuck.
Oh, here's Pebbles. Good morning, Pebbles.
Hi there, Pebbles. You old stick in the mud?
Oh, I am not the stick in the mud. I am Don Pablo Ronaldo Garcia Carrasco Ponte Parane Pebbles.
All right. Well, I'm going over to the shop. Why don't you stay here for a few minutes, Chuck, and talk to Pebbles? Then, if I don't come back very soon, you come on over. I'll need you to help me.
Okay, Captain Midnight.
Oh, and another thing. Don't give Pebbles any flying lessons until we finish checking that plane.
Right you are, Captain.
Oh, mi amigo, that's the big disappointment to me. It's such a good morning. I think perhaps you'd take me up and give me the flying lesson.
Gosh, Pebbles, I'd sure like to. But you heard what Captain Midnight said.
Oh, but the plane, it fly before. It must fly now.
Well, it'd probably fly all right. But Captain Midnight's figuring on a long cross-country trip. And we've got to know it's in good condition before we take off.
Then you go with El Capitan?
I guess so, Pebbles. At least I hope so.
Oh, that's the excellent thing, mi amigo. For if you go, then Pablo go too. You see, the plane, it holds four passengers.
Gosh, Pebbles. You'll have to ask Captain Midnight about that.
Oh, but you see, I am already the flying man. I will be the big help to you and El Capitan Midnight.
But you don't even know how to fly yet, Pebbles.
Oh, poof, what's that? I've already decided to take the aviation course, so that makes me the flying man. You will ask El Capitan Midnight to let me come along, Chuck?
Well, I think you'd better ask Captain Midnight yourself.
You go on the trip to find this Major Steele and Connolly, no, sir, Don?
That's right. We're going to see if we can't find them.
Oh, Patsy tells me about them. She thinks they've had the crash.
Yes, and that's what Captain Midnight thinks. You see, their landing gear was damaged, so they couldn't let it down. But they were already in the air. So Major Steele said he was going to fly to some airport across the border, repair the plane, and bring help back to us.
But, mi amigo, how does Major Steele make the landing when the gear cannot be lowered?
Well, a good pilot can do that, Pebble. You see, the tires of the wheel stick down below the body a little bit, even when the gear is in the retracted position. You just have to be careful to keep the plane absolutely level. Well, otherwise, one wing will dig into the ground.
Oh, I see, mi amigo. Well, it's not so difficult after I have the flying course. Then I will be able to do that, too.
Of course you will, Pebbles. I think you're going to take to flying like a duck to water.
Oh, you bet the sweet neck, Chuck. I will be much better in the air than the duck is in water.
Oh, that a boy, Pebbles. Captain Midnight says there's one thing that's most important in flying. You've got to have a lot of confidence. You've got to believe in yourself.
Oh, see, I am so excited, mi amigo. I can hardly wait to get to the Spartan Flying School.
Oh, then it's decided you're going there.
Oh, see, my uncle Don Juan, he says he wishes me to go to the best flying school in the world. And he says the school El Capitan Midnight says must be the best one.
Oh, gee, Pebbles, I'm sure glad. You'll have a swell time there. And before you know it, you'll have your license. Oh, what kind of a course are you going to take?
Oh, that I do not know, mi amigo. Well, is it not one course to learn to fly?
Oh, gosh, no. They have many courses. You can take a short one, which will give you a private pilot's license. Then you can take the longest and best one, which will give you your transport license.
Oh, but there is only the one course I wish to take.
And which one's that, Pebbles?
I wish to take the course which will make me the Lindbergh.
But gosh, Pebbles, they don't have any course like that. Whether or not you become another Lindbergh depends on you.
Oh, then, mi amigo, it's very simple. If it's up to me, then I have already decided. I will be the Lindbergh of Mexico.
Oh, that's the stuff, Pebbles. If you work hard enough, maybe you will be another Charles Lindbergh. Well, I guess I'd better go over to the shop now. Captain Midnight said if he didn't come back very soon that I was to go over and meet him.
Well, let us shake the dogs, then. I will go with you.
Hours have passed. It is now almost 11 o'clock at night. Captain Midnight, Chuck Ramsey, and Pablo are gathered together about an apparatus which Captain Midnight has made and which has been placed on a table outside the workshop. Let's listen as Chuck says...
Gosh, Captain Midnight, I should have guessed it right away. Why, it's the same kind of an outfit you use to triangulate a position for a lost ship.
Oh, but mi amigo, I do not understand.
Well, I'll explain it to you, Pebbles. This apparatus is nothing more than a movable antenna on a circular base. Now, on the bottom of the base here, I mark the points of the compass. I've taken a shortwave radio set, which your uncle had here, and I've constructed this base and antenna to go with it.
But, mi capitan, I do not see how it works.
Well, you'll see in a minute, Pebbles. Now, we all set there, Chuck?
I think we are, Captain Midnight. The set is connected to the battery, and the battery's just been charged, so we have plenty of juice.
Mm-hmm. All right, now. I'm going to switch it on. See what we can get.
Oh, gosh, I can't hear a thing but static. Are you sure it's tuned to the Spartans' wavelength?
Well, I'm as sure as I can be, Chuck, with this dial. Of course, it might be a little bit off.
Well, how about increasing the volume a little, then shifting back and forth close to the Spartans' wavelength?
Okay. Now, wait. Turn up the volume a little bit there.
Right.
Easy. Oop, that's enough.
Okay.
But, me Captain, why do we not hear the signal?
We'll get some, Pebbles. That is, if there are any.
Of course, something may have happened to Major Steele and Conley. And also, maybe the battery in the plane has gone dead.
Yes, I know it, Chuck. Lots of things may have happened. But we're going to keep trying just the same. There now. I believe I have it tuned as well as I possibly can get it. Next thing is to orient the antenna now.
But gosh, if we don't get any signals, that won't be of much help, will it?
No, Chuck, not very much. Static can come from any direction. But we do know this much, that Major Steele and Conley are somewhere north of us. They might be a little bit northeast or a little bit northwest, but the general direction is north.
Well, maybe we do not get the signals at all. Maybe.
Listen, the static has decreased.
Mm-hmm.
We must be getting close to a station.
Listen, Chuck, you work the tuning knob while I handle this antenna. Maybe we can get something that way.
Listen, what's that?
Quiet, Pebbles, quiet.
Can you hear me?
We've got something. You hear that voice? Can't we bring it in sharper?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
What voice is this which Captain Midnight and Chuck has succeeded in bringing in on the shortwave radio set? Is it actually the voice of Major Steele? What will Captain Midnight do? Tune in Monday to Captain Midnight. Now don't forget that tip I gave you just a few minutes ago. You want your family car to start like an airplane, I know. You want your car to be the fastest starting car in your block. Then remember, won't you, tell your dad to try some fast-starting Skelly Aeromax, the gasoline that's tailor-made for quick-starting in your kind of weather. Stop by your Skelly service station tonight. Tell your Skelly man you want your car to start like an airplane. Tell him to fill that tank with tailor-made Skelly Aeromax, the gasoline that gives you quick starts because it's weather-right for your car. Now don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Someone is in dire distress, but how can Captain Midnight and Chuck go to his assistance when they can get no clue whatever as to the location of the voice? If they do succeed, will it be too late? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and...
Happy landing!